We'll wait till you get back here to start.
Yeah.
Well, because we're editing.
Well, it's already rolling.
You will edit it out.
Yeah.
No edits.
This is clean raw footage.
Clean raw footage. Okay, what's going on, YouTube? This is Animanes. That's us. First video on YouTube. Are we going to make it big? Who knows? Probably not. We're just doing this for fun, you know? But you don't know us because it's the first video, of course. So, my name is Caden. I'm 17 years of age. I'm 6'3", if that matters to some of y'all. I'm single. Ladies, take notes. Some of my favorite things. My favorite anime currently is Attack on Titan. Very good. My favorite game, video game, is Kingdom Hearts 3 with Remind, because that DLC makes it a lot better. And my favorite movie, I don't know, but one of my favorite movies is Back to the Future. Love those movies. And we'll move on to the next number.
All right. I'm Quentin. I am 18 and almost 6 foot, I think. Some of my favorite things are, my favorite anime is Code Geass.
More like Code Geass. I'm sorry, continue.
Code Geass is good. I've never seen it.
A classic. My favorite game is probably Pokemon Heart Gold. My favorite movie is Into the Spider-Verse.
I have yet to see that.
You've never seen Into the Spider-Verse?
Oh my gosh.
No. My brother, dude, he has it sealed, Blu-ray, in his, like, cupboard, like, one of his drawers. But I haven't seen it.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, gotta add that to my list.
Okay, anyways. Netflix. I'm Jackson. I'm also 16. I'm the youngest here. I'll be turning 17 in 3 months. Come to my birthday party.
We'll fly you guys out. We'll buy you a plane ticket.
I'm also 6'3". Because I know that means something to y'all guys. Not gay. Anyways.
Favorite anime?
Favorite anime. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. That already shows you that I'm into guys, though.
Oh!
Whoa.
Favorite video game? We're going to go with Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story for the Nintendo DS.
I respect that, because Yoko Shimomura, the composer, she makes good music.
Quincy can back me up. He knows the game's awesome.
Oh, that is a fantastic game.
And movie? Man, I'm just sounding extra gay out here. It's going to be Mean Girls.
Don't show the nails.
Don't show the nails. Yo, cut the camera. You're being for real.
But yeah, I'm seriously not gay. I, like, don't touch balls.
Okay, well, I haven't seen Mean Girls, so I don't know if it's a cult classic or not. But
it's a hood classic.
So this is going to be episode one of the anime podcast, where we're going to be talking about everything news relating to anime, manga, video games, movies. I have this list in my notes app. We're just going to be talking about news. We're going to be talking about it, discussing our thoughts on it. And then that'll be that. And we're also going to be uploading other videos besides the podcast, but this is our first video. So before we get into the topics of day, we did a little shopping before we got here.
That is right.
We went to this store in our town called Video Game Exchange that has like a bunch of old games and stuff. I picked up Kingdom Hearts 2 for the PlayStation 2. One of my favorite games of all time. Obviously, I don't have a PlayStation 2. I just got it for collective purposes. But yeah, so I got that. And then these guys didn't get anything there.
No.
They just didn't.
There was nothing.
Some of the prices there were a little expensive.
Yeah.
I wanted to get Final Fantasy VII PlayStation 1, but that was $60. That's exactly how much I had. So I didn't buy it. And then we went to Barnes & Noble. Since we're so baka and we're weebs, we got some
otaku, kawaii, whatever.
We got some manga. So I will not show the cover of this because Quentin's already been spoiled. But this is Attack on Titan Volume 32.
I hope y'all love Attack on Titan as well.
The manga's really great, and I will not show it to Quentin, because
he's... I feel like the back has spoilers, too.
Bro, it's just some of the characters. But anyway, I got that. And then I saw Black Lagoon, Volume 11 there, and I love the Black Lagoon anime. It's really good. But I was shocked that the Volume 11 was there, because this manga and the anime is pretty old. It's like 10 years old, so I had to buy it because I like the show. So that's it. Okay, your guys' turn.
Alright. So at Barnes & Noble, I got Rent a Girlfriend, the first volume, because I already had 2 and 3, so I figured I would start reading it now. And it's a very good show. Good fan service. And
good man service is what you should say.
Yeah, I can't even name one of the guy characters, honestly.
Kazuya.
Kazuya-kun!
And yeah, that's what Mami-chan does. We don't like her.
No. And then I got Parasite, which is a very good anime. And I figured I'd pick up the manga, because
the anime is just that good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this feels like... I used to do Lego reviews on my 3DS because I thought that was so cool, and I always wanted to do Lego reviews on like a YouTube channel. And here I am reviewing manga, but we're not reviewing it.
As you can see, I'm a very big fan of Love is War.
These are the mangas that I got. Plus! JoJo Part 4 Volume 8 hardcover just came out February 2nd. Picked it up, copped it, read it, over. Really good. JoJo Part 4. Really good.
Really good.
So yeah, that's all I got. I got volumes 10, 15, 16, and 17 of Love is War, because that goes past the anime. And dang, was the anime good.
I've not seen season 2.
Let's spoil it for him. So.
Okay. Once I get into JoJo, I will be addicted to those mangas, because the hardcovers... Those are dope.
They do go hard.
If they made like hard covers for all the ones I had down, I'd just get an extra copy of those. Because hard copies,
those are cool. They feel so good.
Okay, ready for the topics. Okay, I just connected from the Wi-Fi. Oh, well. Okay, we have 16 things to talk about. Who knows how long we'll be here? Okay, the first thing I wrote down... I mean, it's not really that major, but I thought I'd put it down. There, you guys know the Nickelodeon show Avatar, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, a few days ago, an Avatar tabletop RPG got announced.
Really?
Yeah. So, I like RPGs, but isn't tabletop like a game?
Board game? Yeah, what the heck?
It's like Dungeons and Dragons, right? Tabletop RPG?
Yeah.
Kind of?
I think so.
Because, like, I only wrote it down because it said RPG. But I didn't know what tabletop meant. But I assume it's like just
on top of the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not a weeb because I've never seen Avatar, of course.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I mean, I have vivid memories of watching it when I was little, like. But I haven't seen it since it's come back on Netflix.
I've seen 5 minutes of episode one.
I remember when it used to be on Netflix, my uncle watched a lot of it, and I remember seeing glimpses of it.
Yeah, because like. When it came back out on Netflix, everyone rewatched it and was, like, praising the show and stuff. And, like, IGN came out with a new review for it. And the show's, like, I think it ended in 2007, so it's, like, an old show. But IGN came out with a review for it since it came out on Netflix. But, yeah.
Probably won't be picking that up at the store. But thank you for adding it to our conversation.
Yeah.
Unless I get into Avatar, I'm like... I gotta get this.
Yeah.
Which probably won't happen, realistically.
Even if I'm into it.
There's shows I'm into that I will never buy it.
I would never buy a tabletop RPG for JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yeah, I'd buy a Final Fantasy tabletop RPG.
Just get Final Fantasy Monopoly.
Is that a real thing?
Or JoJo Monopoly.
I'm sure there's
a bootleg Final Fantasy Monopoly out there.
Or Clue.
I've only played Clue once in my entire life.
I think same.
I played it once during Christmas, and I thought it was so boring. But it's like, it's such a good war game.
I was Mr. Mustard, okay?
Yeah, I didn't like the premise of the game.
That's okay.
It'd be cool, like, as like a first-person video game.
7.9 out of 10 on IGN.
Yeah, I give it a rusty spatula out of 10. Okay, well, yeah, Avatar's cool, but next topic. Nintendo will announce further Switch games for 2021, quotations, at an appropriate time, end quotations. So Nintendo's basically going to reveal new games this year. Don't know when.
So they put it in the quotations at an appropriate time?
Well, the person I got it from, well, I'm guessing,
yeah.
At quotations at an appropriate time. I mean, I guess because of all this COVID announcing games, it's not appropriate. Yeah. Even though a bunch of games have already got revealed during COVID.
Maybe the games are really big and they need to announce it at a certain time, like an anniversary of some type.
Yeah.
Maybe they're making Super Mario Galaxy 3.
That would be...
I mean, this year is the 35th anniversary for the Legend of Zelda series.
They could drop Breath of the Wild 2.
Release date for Breath of the Wild 2.
Drop it.
Because they announced it like... I think they announced it at the Game Awards. Like the reveal
2019 or something.
Yeah. But no word on it. So release date for it, Nintendo. Because the first Breath of the Wild, I liked a lot.
I still haven't finished it.
It's good. Like you beat the game and like... There's so many like things and quests you could do. Like you could play that game for like hundreds of hours. You probably wouldn't even scratch the surface.
Dude, I haven't been either.
Like I beat the game. I did a few extra dungeons, and that was it. That's all I did for the game. Also, Metroid Prime 4 that got announced like 2017 or like 2018.
And it's coming out finally, or
no? No word on it. They showed like I think it was E3 of 2018. Or 2017, they showed like a 4, and you could hear like the Metroid Prime music, and it's like going towards the screen and like teases Metroid Prime 4, and that's all we heard from it. And I think it just said it's in development, but
well, let's hope so. It's been 3 years.
What's other some other big Nintendo properties? There hasn't been a new Donkey Kong game in a while.
There's the one that they added Funky Kong to, the.
Tropical Freeze.
Yeah, they like add some content.
Yeah, well, that I mean, that was a port of a Wii U.
Yeah, game.
But like no.
You know what they should do? Did you guys ever play Mario versus Donkey Kong on like the minis?
Yeah,
those were fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
I know there's like a lot of titles in that series, but I never played any. Because like
that first one was like the only good one.
I know there's like a few for the DS and a few for the 3DS, but I never played any. Okay. Some bigger, epicer news. During the Super Bowl, which, let's be real, who watched that?
I fell asleep during it.
I watched the halftime show.
All I know about the halftime show is there's so many memes of the weekend out. It's just so funny. But during the Super Bowl, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier got a Super Bowl trailer. It was like a short version.
I missed that.
I saw it
live. But they put the full trailer online. And it gets a release date of March 19th.
It's supposed to come out a few days after WandaVision's finished.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to be real. When they announced like all these Marvel shows, I thought it was cool. But I wasn't nearly as excited as when they announced like the Disney Plus Star Wars shows.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, I feel like after Endgame, I was really invested in the MCU. But apparently, a lot of people weren't until WandaVision came out, because that's so good, apparently.
WandaVision is amazing.
I've already gotten spoiled on a lot of it, though. So is it really worth watching? I'm just kidding. I'll watch it.
It's really good. I suggest checking it out.
But, yeah, so I guess I'll check that out, because it's apparently good. But, like, I only like the Winter Soldier character. Like, I feel like the Falcon's, like, an okay character.
But he's cool. I don't like...
I don't really like... Not much. I don't really follow either of the characters, honestly.
Like, I like Bucky as a character. I think, like, the movie his, the Winter Soldier, that's a good movie. Like, but, if it's, like, a buddy cop movie, like, sort of deal kind of thing. Well, it's not a movie, but, like, a buddy cop show. I think it'll be good or fun. But, yeah. Oh, yeah. Apparently, WandaVision... It ties into the Doctor Strange sequel, into the Multiverse of Madness, and it ties into Spider-Man 3.
Yes. See, after watching WandaVision, super hyped for Phase 4 all of a sudden. Hope they don't ruin it with Winter Falcon, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they can. I mean, it's probably, it's just a smaller show. But, like, I don't read the Marvel comics, so I don't know, like, who's, like, the bigger bad compared to Thanos, you know?
Galactus.
Yeah,
Galactus. Oh, yeah. Galactus devoured worlds.
Yeah, he was in Lego Marvel Super Heroes 1. I beat him.
Fortnite.
And Fortnite.
Oh,
hope Fortnite. You guys watched that. That was actually really underwhelming. Now that I look back at it.
I was at your house for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, flying up.
I skipped school for that event.
Yeah.
Just hope you guys know that.
I skipped fourth period to go out to the Fortnite Avengers event. And the only cool thing was when the music played and you're going up Galactus' arm. And you're shooting.
For some reason, I thought he was about to say his ass.
Whose ass?
The Galactus's.
Oh, I didn't even know Galactus had an ass. That was shown in Fortnite.
No.
Yes, I can.
I didn't look it up.
Yo, chat, is that canon?
Can we get a check on that?
Okay, well, yeah, Falcon and Winter Soldier. I don't know. I will have to see, because, like, I know some people were indifferent about WandaVision, but that came out and everyone's like, this is so good. So maybe it'll be good.
I haven't not enjoyed, like, a Marvel movie.
Yeah, like, they're all pretty really enjoyable.
Captain Marvel's.
I like Captain Marvel, but the feministic approach was...
I thought Captain Marvel was really boring. Like, the Skrulls were cool, introducing the Skrulls, because they can do, like, they can set up the Secret Invasion, which I think that's a show. But, yeah, the Skrulls were cool, but, like, I just don't really care about the Captain Marvel character, because I'm pretty sure in the comics, like, he was a dude.
Yeah, well...
There's, like, multiple iterations of him, but I think he started out as a dude, and then there's also girl Captain Marvel. Anyway, but I think the worst Marvel movie is The Dark World.
Thor. Yeah.
That
so
is...
So boring.
The villain, the pacing, the writing, it's bad.
Is that the second Thor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think I've seen it.
Like, the first one, it's like, it's okay, but it's more enjoyable than the second.
Yeah, definitely. And the third one's really good.
Yeah, Thor Ragnarok saved the Thor franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I remember people having, like, no faith in Thor, like, 3. Like,
yeah.
The end of the... People thought it was going to be a trilogy. Now it's going to be a quadrilogy, because there's a fourth one coming out. But I remember people saying, like, oh, these first two movies, they're not that good. But Ragnarok, it's a funny movie. But yeah. Okay. You guys ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. The Demon Slayer game is officially confirmed for the PS5, Series X, and PC. I knew a Demon Slayer game was in development. I heard about it a while ago. We didn't know what console was coming out for. I thought it was going to just be last gen. But it got confirmed for our next gen console, so that would mean it'll look really good. Maybe it'll get me into Demon Slayer, and I can buy it, because I haven't seen it.
Well, Demon Slayer movie, the top grossing movie in Japan history, right?
Probably.
I think the movie is coming to the States, so...
If it comes in theaters, bro?
Soul Train, right? Or something like that?
Mugen Train, I think it is.
If it comes to theaters, I'll watch it without watching anything else.
Just go right into the movie.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Demon Slayer's on Netflix now.
It is?
So it's pretty good.
I saw the manga at Barnes & Noble, and I thought about getting into it. There's so many.
The only thing is, like, anime games, they usually struggle. Like, they don't usually do as good.
Yeah, like, most people I see talk about anime games, they think, like, some of the best ones are obviously, like, Naruto, Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm 4. But, I speaking of anime games, I played a lot of, like, the Dragon Ball Budokai games on PS2. Those are fun.
I played Jump Force once, and that one was, like, it wasn't bad. That's fun, but...
Remember when we were going to buy Jump Force when it was on sale?
It was a thought.
Yeah.
I got JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Eyes of Heaven. I feel like it's a pretty good game. It's like a full-range fighter. But I want a new game.
There's a JoJo's Battle Royale in Japan.
Yeah, it's Last Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And that looks cool. But Battle Royales, man. There's a lot of those.
We have Fortnite to thank for that, to make... the battle royale genre, probably.
Oh, yeah,
he's wearing a Well Worked for V-Bucks shirt. Pretty good shirt. But, I bought all the 4 Ultimate Ninja Storm games on PS4. I played an hour of the first one. Because, like, I bought it when I was watching Naruto, like, when school first started. I was like, oh, it's almost here, so I bought all of them. And obviously, I haven't gone around to playing them yet.
I've only played 2 and 4. 4 is actually really enjoyable. But...
a lot of people like 4. I need to get into it. Well, now that I finished the show, I can jump right into Foe. Yeah, so that's cool. Demon Slayer fans, there you go. And, okay. In addition to Kevin Hart joining the Borderlands movie, Jamie Lee Curtis from Halloween joins the cast as well. And as of today,
Jack Black
joins the cast as Claptrap.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm gonna be real. I didn't know there was a Borderlands movie in production until I found out Kevin Hart joined the cast.
I heard of it a while ago. That's all I heard. I don't really care much for it because I never played the Borderlands game religiously.
Yeah.
I used to play them all the time. They're pretty enjoyable.
I have the Borderlands collection. It was free for PS Plus a few months back.
Like, I've heard that Borderlands 1 and 2 are, like, really enjoyable and fun. And obviously I know who Claptrap is because he was in Fortnite. I'm just kidding. Because he's just, like, a funny character in
gaming.
Gaming, all I call him.
Because we're gamers.
But,
don't forget.
Yeah, I saw, like, on IGN, it said, Kevin Hart joins the Borderlands movie cast. I'm like, well, that's cool that there's a movie being made, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, where's my JoJo movie? But, check out JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Diamond Unbreakable, on Pornhub. Because the whole live-action movie's on there.
Yeah, if you don't want to pay a dime for that, there you go.
Or you can rent it on the PS4 for $4.
But, like... it may be a good movie because there's some good actors in here, but like, just because a movie has good actors doesn't mean it'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
Thor 2.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, frick Thor 2!
All of the Star Wars sequel trilogy.
Dude, we can make a whole video about how much we hate those. We should do a video where we just talk about how bad the sequel trilogy is and how the writing is so bad. And how it contradicts everything up to that point.
Plot holes. Oh, there's a hole. I'm falling in it.
Like, there was plot holes in The Last Jedi. The Rise of Skywalker.
Ooh.
It literally opened up 100 plot holes.
It's like not even part of the whole saga.
I fell asleep.
Like, put it away. Yeah, that's its own trilogy
like,
over there.
When I first watched the movie, when it came out, I came out of it. And I remember I put on my Instagram story. I'm like, this movie's a 9 out of 10. And I only rated it that high because I was on that Star Wars high, and I was just full of excitement and pretty effects. And I rewatched it again with my mom when it came out on DVD. I fell asleep. Because it's that bad.
Yeah. I also came out of Last Jedi.
What?
Yeah. The Rise of Skywalker?
Rise of Skywalker.
That movie was also shit.
Is that the newest one?
Rise of Skywalker came out of it super awesome. I was like, dude, this is amazing. The fan service, everything, it's so good. I haven't seen it since, but I just look back at it, it's like...
they bring back Lando, and they don't even use him for anything.
They kill Chewbacca, but not actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I saw that in the theaters, I'm like, what the hell?
Dude, that's what made me go to sleep. Chewbacca died, and I was like, okay, I'm taking a nap.
Okay. The movie's not interesting anymore. Time to sleep.
Woke up and Palpatine was there, and I was like, okay, what did I miss?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to, like, throw off the whole video, but Palpatine coming back... Palpatine coming back diminishes episodes 1 through 6.
Ruins
because
the whole story arc.
The whole episodes 1 through 6 is Anakin's story. His rise as a Jedi, his fall to... protect the ones he loves, and then his redemption when he kills Palpatine. All that is for nothing now.
Yep, because Palpatine's back and Anakin's dead.
Okay. We'll make another video if you guys want that. But, yeah, Borderlands movie, whatever. The World Ends With You, the animation, got a new trailer. And man, it looks good!
I have no... the trailer was really cool. But I've never, seen anything else about The World Ends With You.
Yeah, so I haven't played the original game. The only reason I know that about The World Ends With You and the characters is because you know how, Kingdom Hearts is Final Fantasy, and Kingdom Hearts. That's the crossover. In Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance, they replaced the Final Fantasy characters with The World Ends With You, because it's made by Square Enix, and all the characters are made by Tetsuya Nomura, who drew, like, Sora and all them. Mm. So that's how I found out about them, and I found out they came from a game called The World Ends With You, and it's getting an anime, so I want to play the original game on DS, because people say that's the best way to play it, even though there's a Switch port, but it's not good.
It's not good?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the trailer looked really cool.
And the theme song sung by Ollie, the guys who do Lost in Paradise.
So yeah, so I'm just thinking, the song, that's what, like, very memorable about that trailer. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the characters in the... I like the characters, like Neku, the main character, he's cool. I don't really know much about the plot of, like, the original game, so it'll be interesting to see what they do with the anime. Next topic, kind of smaller, nothing too major, I just thought I threw it in. Crash Bandicoot 4 is coming to PS5, Xbox Series X, and Nintendo Switch on March 12th.
You know what we can also bring up off this topic? All the Kingdom Hearts games coming to PC. March 30th.
That's actually topic 16. I was going to say that for later.
Taking out topic 16. Bringing it over here. Look at that.
I guess we could talk about that too. So yeah, Crash Bandicoot 4. I've played Crash 1 because I had the Insane Trilogy. Mm-hmm. 100% of the first one. And like...
Is it really good? Because you can get the Crash Trilogy for free with the PlayStation Plus Collection on PS5. And I thought about getting it.
That's what I've been playing.
They're fun games. Crash is a fun game. But Crash, if you want 100% complete Crash 1, it's hard because... Crash 2 and 3, they add, more... You can slide at that game. There's more mobility. But in Crash 1, you're just running and jumping. And it's, it's harder compared to the other ones. Mm-hmm. And so I 100% completed Crash 1 when I got the Insane Trilogy. Also, when that game came out, I begged my parents to get it for me because I wanted it so much. Luckily, they caved and they got it for me.
And look, he's only played the first one.
I played an hour of Crash 2. I need to get back into it, because they're fun games, but...
I might download it.
They piss you off. If you, start losing over and over again, it pisses you off so bad.
Yeah. In the Insane Trilogy, Crash 1, there was a cut level in the PS1 version of Crash 1 that they added back into the Insane Trilogy. Ooh. That level will make you break your controller. That is hard.
I've done that.
I didn't beat the first world yet.
the first little island... Crash Bandicoot 4, that's coming. My cousin says Crash Bandicoot 4 is the hardest one yet.
It looks really cool.
The graphics are good, but I was gonna buy it, but I didn't buy it because I haven't played 2 or 3. People like Crash. There you go. Okay, topic number 8. I saw this one and I had to put it down. It's a bit of an interesting one. I saw this, I don't think it was from IGN, but maybe it was. Apparently, according to Tom Holland, he denies that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are coming to Spider-Man 3. Which I think that's a load of BS.
That is a load of BS.
He's just saying that.
Remember when he spoiled Endgame poster? You can't trust the man. He's trying to cover up for what he did in the past.
Yeah, but I don't think that's legit because... They've already confirmed so many of the villains coming back.
Yeah.
Doc Ock.
Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
Yeah.
Electro. So.
If they're opening up a multiverse, they have to bring back the other Spider-Mans.
Yeah. Because that doesn't make sense because Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and WandaVision, which deals with different universes, ties into Spider-Man 3. So that doesn't make any sense.
And if they do that, it opens doors for Miles Morales and Spider-Gwen and Spider-Man 2099.
So much.
It opens all those.
They could do a spin-off trilogy of Miles Morales alone, you know?
That would be, yeah.
You could bring back all the other characters and recast them and Spider-Man. Just say they're from all the other multiverses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so honestly, I don't believe it. Tom Holland, you're a load of shit. That's what I say to that.
It almost had the doors for, Sinister Six, too, because,
Sony, I think they were already setting up Sinister Six.
Yeah, I can't remember if they scrapped it or not, but it opens the doors for that.
Because, there's also that one Marvel movie that's, in the Sony Marvel-verse that's, connected to Venom. It's the one about the vampire. I can't remember.
Oh,
I have him in Fortnite.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's in Fortnite.
No, not Blade. It's
I think I know what you're talking about.
Is it called Morbit?
I think that's what it is. I think they're making a new movie about it.
I think that's what it's called, because the trailer came out for it a while ago. I don't know if it's called Morbid.
I think it's Morbid or Morbid or something.
Yeah, but that's like in the same Sony Marvel universe, but Spider-Man's also part of the Sony Marvel universe. Still don't know how they're going to do that, because Spider-Man's supposed to be in Venom 2. Let there be
Carnage.
Yeah, that's what they said, but I guess we'll see.
I'm actually excited for that. Venom 1 was good.
I haven't seen it, but people said it was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I saw it in theaters with... Moving on.
Another topic for another day. Okay.
Evan, we can talk about ourselves soon.
Voice crack!
You said it was good.
Okay. Okay, this next topic is one you brought up.
It's the only one I brought up.
Why are Pokemon games for the DS so expensive? Tell us about this.
What is the inflation going? Like, what's going on with the inflation? Pokemon games these days, like Black and White and Black and White 2 and Platinum, blah, 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 they are going for hundreds of dollars. You go on eBay or Amazon, it's like $150, $200. Even on Facebook Marketplace, bro.
It's like, it doesn't make sense because, like, you can get old DS games for really cheap, like, exactly. Anywhere. But I guess, like, everyone's decided that the Pokemon games on the DS are just so good.
I know they are really good, and they're some of the best DS games out there. And they're, like, some of the most iconic Pokemon games, because nobody likes the new games.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That's the thing. Nobody likes the new games. They like the old ones.
I was going to say, have you guys played Sword and Shield?
I've beaten it.
How do you guys like that compared to, like, other ones?
Compared to the other ones?
It's so hard.
It's not.
It's so hard.
But, yeah. Like, as it on its own, I liked it.
Yeah.
It was very linear and easy, though.
I think that's the worst part about the new Pokemon games. It's
just
so
hold
easy
your hand, linear. Give me your hand, we're going through this game together.
Doesn't it, like, have, like, kind of open world elements in a way?
That was cool about it.
Yeah, but even people hated those because they were just, like, super underwhelming. Mm-hmm. And plus, I remember when they were freaking out about the graphics when it first came out, and I did not agree with that. Looking back at it, dude, the graphics are really bad. Like, somebody compared it to the Breath of the Wild games.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The trees.
They look like so bad. But yeah, the old games are just... And that's why they're selling for so much. But I'm never going to sell my old games because they're just that good.
Yeah, The only Pokemon original DS game I have is Black Version 2. I can't remember how or why I got it, but I have it. I played it once a long time ago, but I don't remember anything of the story. I gotta play it again.
It's really good. The Black and White games are so story-driven.
Mm-hmm.
The most story-driven games in the whole series, and they're amazing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I also have Pokemon X. I beat that when it first came out, and I was like, wee little lad, so I don't remember anything.
Pokemon X is not the move either. I've never beaten it.
Sort of the
that was the start of the decline right there. Mm-hmm. Which is really sad because it came off the hot games that were Black and White.
Alpha Sapphire, like those games. Those weren't bad.
I know a lot of people, some people don't even like them because they're not even like true remakes or anything. But I don't.
I enjoy it.
Considering that I haven't played the original Rubies and Sapphire and Emerald, I liked it.
Yeah, I haven't played the originals either, so it was good to me. But
Jackson and Quentin are definitely more into the Pokemon games than I am. I've played them. But they have a lot more and have a lot more experience.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I'll take their opinion for it. So, yes. And then we brought up a topic of our own. The Attack on Titan Season 4, our opinions on it so far. And why the hate on the MAPPA animators? I think it's died down at this point, like the hate.
People have really liked both sides.
When the anime, like... When it got to, like, the fight scenes with, like, the Titan CGI, it was getting really out of hand. Like, one of the animators or directors had to, like, lock his Twitter account because he was getting sent death threats for so long.
Because it wasn't hot enough. Like,
not revealing enough clothing.
Yeah, like, I'll say, like... When you look at the manga compared to the anime, like, they remake the manga panels one-for-one scale.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
really?
Yeah, it looks really good. Like, I can sort, like, when the Titans come out and they use CGI for the Titans, you can notice it when you notice, like, when people say, oh, look at that CGI. But when I first saw it, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, like, I
enjoyed the CGI?
Well, yeah, like, the thing is, the reason why they're CGI is because MAPPA Studios, the reason why it's CGI is because they had 10 months to work on all of 16 episodes. Jeez. And Wit Studio,
they had, like, 3 years or something, right?
They had, like, 3 years to make Season 3. And, like, the CGI they use in Season 3 of Attack on Titan is really bad.
If you compare to, like, the first Colossal Titan versus the Colossal Titan in the new season, I think it looks better with MAPPA,
yeah,
honestly.
And, like, I don't want to call my mom out, but, like, animation aside, she doesn't like how the characters look. I'm like, Mom,
I think the art style is really special. It's, like, different.
Like, she doesn't realize this is 4 years later at the end of Season 3. So Season 3 ends, and Attack on Titan Season 4 picks up 4 years later. So everyone's older, they have longer hair. Well, Mikasa has shorter hair. But, like, they're all older. And my mom just does not like the way they look.
Connie's Jax now.
Yeah, Connie's bigger. I think he has a little more hair, even though
it's
he's bald.
Kind of fuzzy now,
yeah.
It looks like.
Jean has longer hair.
Almost like
a little
bullet.
Bit of a beard.
Yeah.
Aaron's hair is really long. Armin's hair is still... he cut his hair. And,
it's less, like, bowl cutty. It's more, like...
Yeah, I just don't know. Looks better than the bowl cut.
Like, not journal from the start of Part 5 when he's
a
kid.
Ooh. Flock, his hair, I think, is an improvement, but...
Flock's hair is an improvement, but, like, it's still not a good hairstyle.
He just struggles with that.
Yeah. Speaking of Flock... Season 3, I didn't like him.
No, I hated him.
At the beginning of Season 4, he gets good. I won't say anything. At the end, I didn't like him again. I learned to hate him again.
At this moment, I like Flock. He hasn't done anything besides good
things. It's not like... I see where he's coming from, but, like, you root for a certain person, so you hate him, you know? That's the good thing about Attack on Titan, like, the story is written so well, you can get behind any single character and, like, their motives.
Not Gabby.
Well, no. We don't... No. We hate Gabby. But, like, except for her, most of the other characters, I can get behind the reasons for why they did stuff. That's what makes it a good show. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I don't understand the MAPPA hate. They only had 10 months to work on it. And there's definitely no way they're going to finish the whole manga in 16 episodes. The manga's not even done yet.
At the rate they're going, they're gonna catch up too. So,
yeah, like, what they should do is there's a certain point in the manga that leaves on a huge cliffhanger. It would be awesome to see everyone's reaction to that cliffhanger. If they ended it there, and, like, past that cliffhanger, it gets really good. You think it's good now? It gets really good. It's like, I want them to take their time with the animation, even though it's good now, but just take longer with it. People want a part 2 to Season 4, or they want, like, multiple movies. I mean...
I think a movie would be, like...
If they do, like, 3 movies, I think that would be cool.
Would they need 3 movies to finish it?
I feel like 2.
Like an Infinity War Endgame kind of thing.
Yeah, because one movie, that'd be pushing it. Like, 2 movies, you could, like... There's a lot you can fit into 2 movies.
What if they did, like, the 2 halves and then a movie, like, to finish it all?
They probably could, because I don't know how Isayama's gonna finish the manga, because chapter 137 came out yesterday. That was really good. But there's 2 chapters left, one coming out in March and the last one coming out in April. I don't know how he's gonna finish it in 2 more chapters, because each chapter is, like, 45 pages. So 90 pages to finish off the story. I don't know how he's going to do it. But right now it's really good, so I'm invested to see how he ends it. But yeah, I'd like a movie. I feel like a movie would be better. Because I feel like the episodes, they're good, but, like, they feel so short. Mm-hmm. They really do, because, like, there's the opening, the ending.
I feel like a movie would help with spoilers, too. Like,
yeah,
definitely. You can just go see the whole thing, and then you don't have to worry about catching up each week to make sure it doesn't get spoiled.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys haven't seen Attack on Titan, I recommend it. I'm being light on spoilers because Jackson hasn't seen it.
I'm on episode 3 of season 1. Bro. I just can't pick things up. I have no time in life.
Yeah, speaking of picking things up, I watched Fate Zero in 2 days, and I started Fate Stay Night, which is really good, but it's been like 2.5 weeks since I picked it back up. Just life, man. It's
life is fast, and if you don't stop for a second to take a
I picked up, because I'm on season 2 of episode 3 of Fate Stay Night. I got halfway through the episode, and I wasn't bored, I was just tired, so I just went to sleep.
So you're halfway through the episode.
Yep, and then after Fate Stay Night, I gotta watch Fate Stay Night Heaven's Feel, which consists of 3 movies. And then the rest is not important. Okay, next topic, really important one. Nintendo is finally getting better online servers.
Oh, praise the Lord.
After 10 years of having horrible online servers, they're getting better ones. Because online is
it's unplayable.
It is horrible.
Like, it makes you not even want to buy a membership for online.
Exactly, because it's nothing.
Because I bought a membership to play online when we played Mario Kart and Smash.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it being like super laggy. Like the input.
Oh, yeah.
The input delay was already bad enough for me on my controller. But online, it's even worse.
That's another issue Nintendo has is drifting controllers.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. They're speaking cheap of that, there's like Joy-Cons, but they're $70 to buy.
A few days ago, another big major lawsuit got filed against Nintendo. They have a lot of lawsuits consisting of the Joy-Con drift issue.
Dude, like, it's really Joy-Cons, bad. Dude.
Luckily, mine doesn't have drift.
But mine doesn't. It comes and goes.
Mine has drift, so I have to get new ones.
Yeah.
And
my PS4 controller has drift in the left controller, and it sucks.
Drift is the worst.
I need to get a new controller, but at this point, I might as well just save for PS5, which won't happen because I'm a spender.
For the online, though, hopefully they'll add a Melee-like port for the Switch, because there's been so many things, like free Melee or whatever.
Yeah, because didn't Nintendo ban Melee from tournaments or something? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they ban people from even competing if they have the hashtag free Melee thing in their bio.
Jeez.
It's ridiculous. But
yeah, well, that's good. Nintendo is finally stepping up and getting better servers. And maybe now I'll buy a Nintendo Switch Online, because I haven't in over a year.
I bought it for a year. It was $12 because it was on sale for Christmas.
Gotta get it when it's on sale. Next thing is E3 will return for 2021. I'm pretty sure there was an E3 last.
I think
there was just a few press conferences. I don't think there was an E3. Mm-hmm. But I love E3. I love seeing the new games that gets announced, so that'll be cool.
The E3, that's where Keanu Reeves announced Cyberpunk and stuff, right?
Yeah, in 2019.
Most iconic E3 I remember.
Yeah,
it's just all the stuff that came out.
I remember watching it live, too, and thinking it was funny.
So many memes.
It's funny, when you watch, something live, and then it later gets turned into a meme, hey, I remember that.
Yeah.
YouTube Rewind.
Bro.
Dude,
there wasn't a YouTube Rewind last year. Mm-hmm. Mr. Beast made one, but I didn't watch it because Charlie D'Amelio was just in the thumbnail. Jeez. That's the only reason I didn't watch it.
It's pretty good. Way better than what YouTube could do.
Oh yeah, YouTube Rewinds, they used to be pretty funny and good.
Oh yeah.
But like, and
after
the Viners,
2014, after 2014, they just went
down. When the Viners came, no go. Mark Ass Brownlee. Just kidding, he's cool. But
but he was mentioned, so we had to mention him here.
Ninja.
Oh.
Ninja's dope.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys hear? Yeah. Tyler Blevins officially quit Fortnite. He's done playing the game forever.
Yeah.
I saw a clip, he died, and he just went on this huge rant.
I watched the video of it. It was
I want to check that out.
It wasn't
and he was like, he looked dead inside. Mm-hmm. His eyes just looked like all the happiness was drained from his soul.
Right. He's been playing since it came out years ago.
I'm going to be real. Season 5 of Fortnite, it's kind of, I don't know.
All I can say is that I haven't been playing nearly as much as I did season 4.
Neither have
I. I thought season 4 was really good.
Season 4 was really good.
But season 5, I don't know, I don't know if it's because I'm busy. Well, I am busy, but I just don't feel the urge to go and grind out Fortnite, mm-hmm. You know?
Generally, it's just Cold War. I hate to grind out Cold War, but I love the game, but I hate it.
This man has the worst love-hate relationship with Cold War.
You can't hate the game. You gotta hate the players.
It's like the only game he plays, well, the game he plays the most, and he like he'll be like, I'm doing so good right now, and he'll just cuss at his TV every time he dies. I mean, I do that too.
Dude, it's so angry.
I can't even play that anymore.
Cause it's like, you have to try so hard to have fun at that game.
It takes so much mental power to just be good and have fun.
Like, if you sweat and you kill people, you'll be like, yeah, this is fun. But, like, when you're just trying to be casual and you get sweated on, it's like the worst game ever made.
I know. You start a game and you're going 0-7, and you're like, dude, I'm going to leave this game if I die one more time and I'll get a kill.
Speaking of Cold War, they added league play into Cold War a few days ago. That means take skill-based matchmaking out of normal games.
Yeah.
I can't deal with skill-based
matchmaking. Because all the old COD games never had skill-based matchmaking.
I think COD 19 did.
I know, like, IW and AW and all of them back there, they never did.
Yeah. But, like, I don't notice it as much now. Maybe, I'm pretty sure they reduced skill-based matchmaking a little bit. But, like, when the game first came out, it was pretty bad.
Oh, it was so bad.
But, yeah, I don't notice it much as now. Maybe I just suck. That's why I get killed so much.
Yeah, maybe.
And, like, the amount of prestige masters.
Oh, my God. The amount of time that people have put into this game already. Like, I feel like I grind the hell out of this game.
But I'm prestige 1.
I'm prestige 5, like, level 158. But
I'm prestige 4, level 94. I want to get to prestige 5. I'm so bad because the emblem for it is so cool. But, like, the PS4's not even in my room.
We can talk about real quick Firebase Z.
Oh, yes!
Nope. You have not been able to play it.
Nope, because of
some certain person.
Stan.
Firebase Blue Melon.
Yeah.
Firebase Z is a really good map.
It is.
I'm not just saying that because, like, it's a brand new map and it's, like, a map pie. It's a really good structured map.
I'm really proud that Treyarch has actually taken initiative and made a really good map to continue and follow the first one.
And it's not a remake of an old map. It's completely
exactly. And I was so scared because Black Ops 4, and here we are.
Because, like, D-Machine had new areas, but you think of it as being knocked.
Yeah.
And, like, it was cool, but I'm like, come on, Trick, we get you like the old maps, but new stuff is what's cool, you know?
Yeah. But we jump in here, and there's Orda. He's scary.
Yeah, the Firebase Z Easter egg is easy. I mean, I like easy Easter eggs, but, like,
I still need to do it, so Ken, we should do that.
It's pretty easy. I've got it memorized in my head now, but yeah. It's a fun time. The Ray K. That's an awesome
The Ray K is so cool.
You need to get Cold War. You said you have money, you should buy it at this point.
That's for food, though. That's lasts me a month.
$150 for food?
Yeah. Well, it's $130 now.
Manga!
When you get the stimulus, buy that.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my stimulus check, so.
Yeah, I feel like, obviously it must take longer to get to certain people, because my parents, they got it, like, a month ago. That's how I got my iPhone XO, which I'm recording with. 4K!
Sorry.
But, yeah, so E3, that'll return. Awesome news, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 gets a title reveal, like showing the logo, and a 2 has Tails, and a release date of April 8th, 2022.
Okay, so the only Sonic games I ever really played were Sonic Rush and Sonic Rush Adventures on the DS, and I really liked those games.
I've played Sonic Heroes, Sonic Adventure 2, Sonic Generations, Sonic Mania. I can't remember. I played a lot of Sonic
Sonic
games.
Colors.
I didn't have a Wii when I was younger.
Sonic Colors.
Man is a Sonic.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
Shadow the Hedgehog. Shadow has a gun.
Is it Knights of Camelot or something like that? That was it.
There's like two Wii ones. There's like Sonic and the Seven Rings or something.
Sonic Colors is a threequel to Sonic Rush. You know that, right?
I did not know that till now.
Well, there you go.
But
I enjoy Sonic games.
Yeah, Sonic Forces killed the franchise, and then Sonic Mania brought it back. Did you know that game is made by fans? They made a better game than Sega themselves. Like, when you boot up the game, it doesn't say made by Sega. It's like shows all these little companies that made it.
Huh.
And, like, this guy, T. Lopez, who like rearranges like video game tracks. He has a YouTube channel. He made the whole soundtrack for that game. Hey. That soundtrack is really good.
Hey, respect to that guy.
I still haven't beat the game. I'm on the last level. Every time I boot it up, I don't know. I can't find myself to beat it. I booted it up the other day, and I got bored. I don't know.
I remember. I was in a party or something. Yeah. But I still have not seen the first Sonic movie.
I want to see Shadow. I haven't seen the first one either.
I think we should watch the first Sonic movie sometime soon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of people say it's the best video game movie ever made.
I was kind
of
worried when it first came out.
Yeah, when it first came out, I was like, okay, I was expecting really bad reviews.
Especially with like the memes when it like first got revealed.
Oh,
like,
They had to fully remodel the Sonic.
I'm glad they got enough backlash and harassment to change the design to do it. Because like, even if they had the same script for the movie and it was still a good movie, it that probably would have been bad if they kept the original Sonic design.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
definitely.
But Sonic looks like he's from a game now. Mm-hmm. And so Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I want Tails. I want Knuckles. Shadow. I want Amy. I want Silver. I want Shadow.
I want Metal Sonic.
I don't want Big the Cat.
What's wrong with
him? He's so bad.
Persona Cat, though.
Why is he playable in Sonic Adventure? You can beat the whole game as Big the Cat. Why?
There's a Left 4 Dead mod, and you can play as him.
And he talks, so he's like, I can't even do his voice, but it's bad. I don't like his voice.
You know what's not bad?
Coach. Gold! Some zombie! Yeah, we love Coach from Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh, we love Coach.
This is topic 14, but I'm saving it for the last one. Topic 15, this is today. Final Fantasy VIII celebrates its 22nd anniversary today.
I did see that on Caden's story.
I sent it to the chat, and I saw it. I was like, wow, I love Final Fantasy VIII. I just like the whole game, but it has Squall, more commonly known as Leon in Kingdom Hearts. But I've seen a lot of reviews, a lot of